from the 88.5 GPB Atlanta Newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. Lawmakers worked up until midnight on the final day of the legislative session. As GPB's Ross Durrell reports, they approved a bill that will give patients access to medical marijuana.
It's currently legal to use medical marijuana in the state, but you can't grow, buy, or sell it here, making access difficult. The legislation allows 6 licenses for commercial growers and 2 for universities and for pharmacies to serve as dispensaries. But a number of concerns were voiced that this could lead to the state allowing recreational use of the drug. Senator Matt Brass, who supported the bill, says other states allowed that to happen by approving too many medical uses.
What we have done is we have gotten a tight grip around that, and we will keep that tight grip to prevent us leading down to recreation.
The bill is expected to be signed by Governor Kemp within the next 40 days. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Governor Kemp must sign or veto several pieces of legislation. The most debated legislation is a bill that would effectively ban abortion in Georgia. Actress Alyssa Milano and several film and TV workers tried to meet with Governor Kemp yesterday to urge him not to sign it into law. GPB's Stephen Fowler has more.
After delivering a letter to Governor Brian Kemp's office asking him to veto HB 481, Milano said the entertainment industry needs to leave the state if the bill becomes law.
We've been glad to bring billions of dollars in revenue to support Georgia's schools, parks, and communities, but we cannot, in good conscience, continue to recommend our industry remain in Georgia if HB 481 becomes the law.
The bill would halt abortions around 6 weeks into pregnancy or once a heartbeat is detected and give certain personhood rights to a fetus. Governor Brian Kemp is expected to sign the bill within the next few weeks. The American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia says it will challenge the law in court. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Former Braves manager Bobby Cox has been hospitalized after potentially suffering a stroke. WSB reports that Cox was taken to an Atlanta area hospital after he started to feel ill. He's 77 years old and took part in opening day ceremonies at SunTrust Park on Monday. He retired in 2010 after managing the Braves for 25 years, and he is in the Hall of Fame. For more news, you can visit us at gpbnews.org. That is where we are streaming as well.